today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially this program today is special. Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode under the title of Knowing the Imam of Time. This is another episode of today's special on Thursday, 16th of Sha'ban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. In this part, we listen to chapter As-Saff, verse 9.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون.
It is he who sent his messenger with guidance and the religion of truth to manifest it over all religion, although those who associate others with Allah dislike it.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The verse symbolizes the triumph of the Islamic faith, since such triumph is essentially based on guidance and the religion of truth. The Islamic faith and the Holy Quran are the divine light, and light manifests itself everywhere and at all times and results in triumph. Nonetheless, the polytheists and the disbelievers' dislike may not impede the path in the least. It is noteworthy that the final stage of such a spread of us will be realized upon the arrival of Imam al-Mahdi. May our souls be sacrifices to him. It is narrated in consecutively transmitted traditions that the triumph of the Islamic faith over other divine religions will realize upon Imam Mahdi's arrival.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. بَقِيَّةُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِحَفِيظٍ
يَبْنَ زَهْرَا بِيَا 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 يَبْنَ زَهْرَا بِيَا 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 بِيَا
In this series of today's special, we know more about the Imam of the time. All the Shia ulama agree that in case of imamate, besides believing in the Imam, we must also love him. Just to believe that Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib and the other imams were the most superior, most knowledgeable, most courageous, in their time is not enough. A Shia is one who, besides believing in these things, also loves his imam. But the question is, can a person love someone without knowing him? No. Love comes after knowledge of that particular person or thing. At this point, we can conclude that the real Shia is one who believes in the present Imam and also loves him. And as love cannot exist without knowing the Imam, so a Shia has an obligation to know the Imam of his time as much as he can.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the knowledge of the present Imam. Just to believe that Amirul Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam and the other Imams were the most superior, most knowledgeable, most courageous, and etc. And that is, a Muslim, a real follower of the school of Ahlul Bayt, is one who, besides believing in these teachings and in these things, also loves his Imams. But the question is, can a person love someone without knowing him? No, love comes after knowledge of that particular person or thing. At this point, we can conclude that the real follower of the school of Ahlul Bayt is one who believes in the present Imam and also loves him. And as love cannot exist without knowing the Imam, so a Shia or a follower of the school of Ahlul Bayt has an obligation to know the Imam of his time as much as he can. Without knowledge, one cannot love his Imam. And without loving the Imam, the Prophet and Allah, the faith of that person will be imperfect. This love of the Imam is so important, even in the view of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has named it as a reward for the messengership of Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 42, verse 23, say, O Muhammad, I do not ask of you any reward for it, but love for my relatives. Which type of knowledge can create love? Actually, there are two ways of acquiring knowledge about a person or a thing. First is the knowledge based on a research and a study, that is at-tahqiq, that we do research, and the knowledge based on following the others, that is at-taqlid, that is we imitate somebody. Tahqiq or research means a person himself acquires the knowledge by studying until he reaches to the level of the certainty and conviction. Whereas taqlid means a person blindly follows someone else in that matter. He himself does not study. He just believes in that particular matter because he trusts someone who told him to believe so.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
This is today's special, different aspects of preparation. And one preparation is justice. One of the major characteristics of the utopia is justice, which will be prevalent in all the various domains of human life, such as society, politics, government, economy, law, jurisdiction, and culture. The Holy Quran is the first resource to theoretically and practically propose the issue of justice in the society that is waiting. Having implanted the seed of justice in the heart, the Holy Quran has made everyone think about it in theory and seek to realize it in practice. The Holy Quran has expounded justice in all its various aspects. The justice of creation, the justice of legislation, ethical justice, social justice, and so on. Certainly, we send our prophets with manifest proofs, and we send down with them the book and the balance, so that mankind may establish justice.
My hands, my life are at your command. Help me, Ya Mahdi. Help me to help you in action and speech, to deliver your message to the people I reach. 1,200 years you've been alive, and wait. You wait, we wait. We've prepared your seat. A Muslim, a man, a guide, our savior. God will bless us with you as a favor. They ask us, how is it you've lived for so long? We smile and remind them of Jesus and Elijah, or Khizr and Isa. They ask us, where are you? Why would God hide you? We remind them of Yusuf. You return when we decide to improve our actions, to accept our failures. Men rise to lead nations but fail for centuries. Our daily behavior makes God delay our savior. God promised your victory to us in the Quran, like Moses or Musa. He protected your birth. We have said in the Psalms and the Torah that my righteous servants will inherit the earth.
One of the rules as we wait for the Imam's reappearance is connecting with marja'iyya, or religious authority. Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, commanded his followers to follow the most knowledgeable and most pious jurists in the seminaries during his occultation. Otherwise, following the religious opinion of unqualified individuals will not only lead the believers astray, but also cause suffering. It is an essential obligation upon all believers to choose a qualified jurist. What for? To follow and get correct direction and advice from him. That is why taqlid, or emulation, is obligatory.
We have one hadith from the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family. He says to his companions, you are my companions, but my brothers will come towards the end of the times. They shall believe in me without having seen me. It will be harder for them to hold on to their faith than to hold a burning piece of coal. Okay. I'm not reading them in Arabic in the interest of time, although they are very beautiful when read in Arabic. He says, there shall come a time on people after you, the Prophet says to his companions. He says, there will come a time on people after you. One man amongst them shall have greater reward than 50 of you. They said to him, Messenger of God, we were with you at the battle of Badr and Uhud and Hunayn, and the Quran was revealed amongst us. How could there be anyone greater than us? He said to them, if you had to bear what they shall bear, you would not have the patience that they shall have. And he explains this in another tradition. He says to his companions, there shall come a time when the heart of a believer will melt like salt melts in water, because he shall see sin and wrong being committed around him, all around him, but he will feel helpless, unable to do anything about it. And the believer shall walk amongst people in fear. If he speaks the truth, they will eat him up. In other words, they will just be all over him. And if he keeps quiet, then the anger and the anguish will consume him from within. And Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi says, he says, I swear by Allah, you will be sieved. Mankind has no option except that they will be tried, and they will be tested, and they will be sieved until many of you will fall out from the sieve, and there shall not remain of you except very few. And he says in another tradition, I swear by Allah, that for which you have stretched your necks, and that for which you are waiting eagerly will not come until many of you have lost hope in his return. Allahumma, Allahumma, li wali, al-hujjat bani al-hasan.
Brothers and sisters, we reach to the end of this episode of today's special. Thank you very much for staying with us till now, and we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.